Today, we're glad to be talking with Brett Morris. Brett is the vice chairman this year of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, also a cattle producer from right here in the state of Oklahoma. Brett, first of all, for our listeners, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your cattle operation in South Central Oklahoma.
Well, I was raised on a place in Enicaw, Oklahoma, South Central Oklahoma, south of Chickasha. We're a diversified program. We milk about 50 head of registered Holstein cattle. We have about 50 head of replacement heifers. We also have a cow-calf operation that consists of 60 head, and we usually run about 40 head of stockers. In conjunction with that, we have the Washita Fertilizer Company, which is an anhydrous ammonia company.
So, Brett, I know that you have a feel for both the dairy side of the cattle industry as well as the beef-producing side.
Yeah, and you know, beef is beef. What people probably don't realize is that 20% of the beef produced in the United States does come from dairy. So dairy does have a role in the beef productions.
Brett, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you've got, that unique perspective of both the dairy side and the beef side, and that carries over to the promotion boards for the two parts of the industry as well.
Yes, there's two different checkoff situations there. The dairy checkoff was formed back in the 60s, and whenever they came up with the dairy checkoff program, it was based on per 100 pounds. We get assessed, and it's still the same today as it was then. We get assessed 15 cents per 100 weight on our milk production, and that goes to research, promotion, advertising, so forth. Whereas the checkoff dollar is just a dollar per head at point of sale that's been collected.
Mm-hmm, right. And Brad, I know before your CBB days, you were also, a part of the Oklahoma Beef Council as well?
Yes, I actually came on the Oklahoma Beef Council back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I did serve as a federation director. When I termed out there, I went over to the Cattlemen's Beef Board side.
So after some time with the Beef Council and with the federation, you've moved on, pointed to the CBB. That is an appointed position by the U.S. Secretary, right?
Yes, that's a position that's appointed by the United States Department of Agriculture. But we are nominated by state groups, and the group that nominated me in Oklahoma was Dairy Farmers of America.
Brett, let's take a moment and talk a little bit about what CBB is all about. Tell our listeners, what is CBB?
CBB stands for Cattlemen's Beef Board. That is the national board that controls how the dollar is spent that's collected in the state. When the state collects the dollar, 50 cents retains in the state, and 50 cents goes to Cattlemen's Beef Board. The Cattlemen's Beef Board consists of 100 members nationwide, and they are picked because they're represented by cattle numbers. For an example, Oklahoma has 5 members, Kansas has 6, Texas has 14, being that they're a large cattle-producing state.
And so the Beef Board is really all about the beef checkoff, how it's collected, how it's invested.
Yes, we oversee how it's collected. We are audited as the Cattlemen's Beef Board, not only in-house, but we have an external audit. And we're also audited by USDA. So there's lots of eyes on the way the money is spent, so it is being spent correctly. And we have an act and order that we have to follow.
Right. Let's talk, Brett, a little bit about your role on the Cattlemen's Beef Board now as an officer, your vice chair. That means not just the beef board itself, but you're also involved with the executive committee and then also the operating committee as well.
Absolutely. That gives me actually 3 committees more that I sit on. I actually chair the executive committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. That would be the executive committee consists of 8 members plus the 3 officers, so it's 11-member board. I also sit on the operating committee. The operating committee will consist of 10 members total, 7 of them being CBB members, 3 of them being the officers of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and then it's a 20-member committee, so we also have 10 members from the Federation of the State Beef Councils.
And, Brad, I know that it gets a little complicated. Sometimes it's hard to follow along, and I'm sure you get questions about this all the time. But the Beef Operating Committee, that's the group, the 10 members from federations, 10 members from the Beef Board, come together, decide which projects they'll fund.
Yes, they give contractors a direction to go. They have detailed information as the programs they need to fulfill as a contractor, and the contractor works for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, approved through the operating committee on a cost recovery basis. That means that they go out and do their program of work, and once that's completed and it's approved by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the operating committee, well, then they get their paycheck.
Brett, let's talk a little bit about some of the projects that you have kind of a special feeling for. What are some things that you're especially excited about that you're funding?
One of the real changes we made was a couple of years ago. We went to social media. We get a really big bang for our buck on that. We can track where our money's being spent and where it needs to be spent. One of the big things that I'm really excited about is our export growth. There was a lot of money spent through the export or the operating committee last year that went into export growth. And there's a situation, certain countries in the world right now can't supply that beef supply, and it's a good place for the United States where they're at in a herd building situation that we can do those markets.
I know the Beef Board really focuses on getting a lot of bang for the buck, and you've got studies that show that the returns are phenomenal.
And the producers need to remember that too. The study that was made here about 18 months ago, for every dollar that we spend on the checkoff, the producer gets an $11.20 return. Phenomenal return for what he gets on his investment.
Brett, as you get around the country representing the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the beef checkoff, really, what is your message? As you can talk with cattle producers, big or small, what's the message that you try to give them about the value of what the checkoff's doing for them and how it's being operated?
Well, as I've been involved in the CBB coming up through the years, I've seen more, and I see more every year, and it seems like this last year it even proved more so. We are very harmonic in the way we get along. It's officers, officer team, executive committee, a board nationwide. From what I've seen, the producer needs to be very comfortable about how his money is spent because we are very frugal. We are research-based, and we're consumer-focused.
All righty, Brett, thank you so much for your time today. Brett Morris, the current vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, visiting with us today. I'm Ron Hayes, OklahomaFarmReport.com.